Over the last 10 years, people across the globe began to grapple with the effects of global warming. Here in Hawaii, effects have ranged from wildfires to flooding and coral bleaching, with more frequent and intensified weather events. In this edition of Planet 808, Climate Change Across the Islands, we'll take a look at the road ahead.
It really is an all-hands-on-deck moment. The next few years are the most important in the history of humanity.
Climate scientist Chip Fletcher says if everyone on the planet had personally decreased their carbon footprint 10 years ago, we might not be where we are today. That is, needing multilateral cooperation by governments and businesses.
So we have come to the edge of the cliff. The current problem can only be solved now by a combination of personal choices plus government programs and private sector programs, all focused on the same thing: decreasing greenhouse gas emissions and pulling carbon out of the atmosphere.
Fletcher says it's our job to decrease heat-trapping greenhouse gas emissions. In Hawaii, that means pivoting away from fossil fuels for energy and using solar and other carbon-neutral sources. We also need to prepare for more extreme weather events.
We have come to this high level of living because we have polluted the atmosphere with fossil fuels. The developing world, I can tell you that when you tell these nations, oh, you have to stop burning fossil fuels, they don't react very well. They're like, oh, you got yours, and now we're not allowed to do ours. So a climate justice principle here is that the developed world end our carbon emissions within a decade, thereby allowing the developing nations more time in which to build hospitals, schools, and secure food and water systems while assisting them to make the conversion to renewable energy.
Expect climate taxes or fees to come into our lives soon based on a product or activity's carbon footprint. According to Fletcher, carbon fees can be powerful behavior modifiers, but need to be applied carefully to assure fairness.
We are not in a very good position as we move into the new decade. I recently returned from a trip to London. I met with some very high-level folks, you know, private corporations, government types, folks in the judiciary, academia. They all had climate anxiety. They all have children. They all realize that we are on the edge of truly damaging the future for the next generation unless we take some dramatic steps. And the reason we all came together is because we are professionals that want to brainstorm what are the dramatic steps that we can take that will solve this problem and also be safe. There are trillions of dollars of investment potential, in other words, interested investors.
Fletcher visited Principles for Responsible Investment in Paris, just one of the impact investment groups that perhaps offer a little hope. As 2020 opens, a once inconvenient truth does look more like a climate crisis. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.